The anti-Bush press makes terrorist
their interests
suspects.
Are not your interests. Their truth is not your truth. The corporations have their media. Now we have ours. The Progressive Podcast Network. Now we are the media. Listen to your media. Take your country back. Go to ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org. The Progressive Podcast Network. ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org.
There's the music. No big fancy intro this time. Kind of tired. Been working at the shop for my annual training and kind of worn out doing a lot of mechanic stuff. But saw something on TV, I think it was yesterday, that really pissed me off because, well, all right, everybody else in the media is talking about Paris Hilton, so I might as well too. But what really, really fucking pissed me off is the fact that now that she's got all this negative publicity, she comes out and says how disappointed she is that the media is spending so much time on her when there are people dying in Iraq and Afghanistan in the service. And the first thing I thought when I heard that was, you fucking self-centered, selfish bitch. It's so fucking obviously just a please stop looking at me because I've done something wrong bullshit, you know, and now she fucking thinks about that. You know, they've been there for 4 fucking years now, for 5 years in Afghanistan, and this is, now she fucking, you know, her publicist probably finally told her about Iraq, you know, day before yesterday, and that's why she made that fucking statement. This kind of bullshit, I don't even fucking know what else to say. It's just retarded, ridiculous, and God. You know, I rarely actually wish the death of another person, but I really would like to see her just severely beaten with a fucking bat. Not necessarily to death, just mostly around the face. That's, maybe then she'll get her wish and no one will want to take fucking pictures of her anymore.
I love the East, I love the West, and North or South, they're both the best. But I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks, and what is more, with you there there'd never be a bore, 'cause I love. Life is such a breezy game. Love all kinds of weather, long as we're together. I love to hear you say my name. I like good wine and fine cuisine.
So, it's been a very interesting, what, week or so since we last did this. just when the military seemed to be out of our lives and everything seems to be normal, and here we are having, oh, family time, adjusting to being a family, and finally letting go of all that independence, and we're working on a lot of issues, and it's wonderful. And then you go to drill for a weekend, and we're like, okay, another drill. Mm-hmm, no big deal. Gone for the whole weekend, overnight. You know, I went through a bunch of loneliness, like, oh, bummer, you know, here I am, surviving year after year of your ass being in Iraq, but because all of a sudden, you know, things are really good between us, and we've been doing all this reconnecting, yeah, I was actually depressed. You were gone for the weekend. So, couldn't wait for you to get home. All excited. Giddy. Yeah, freaking giddy. You come home, you drop your shit in the door, and what do you tell me? Tomorrow, annual fucking training starts. The hell is going on? I freak out. I am pissed. I am thinking, what the fuck are you talking about? Annual training starts. Yes, apparently starting Monday, the very next day, you needed to do your 14 days in a row of annual training. No notice. Where's the notice? Oh, the notice. Apparently they sent out a newsletter. I just love the fucking military and its fucking newsletters because I never get a fucking newsletter. They know we don't get newsletters. Do they care? No, because it's time to do annual training. So what if you don't have childcare? Too bad. Military owns your ass. Even the freaking National Guard owns your ass. So here I am. Happy my husband is home, and then all of a sudden, not so happy my husband's home because my husband has to turn around and leave. What do you want me to do?
You're a little bit close to the mic, is all.
Oh, deal with it. People can hear me nice and clear, and maybe not so much background noise for a change.
There you go.
Anyway.
Yeah, and they can hear me well enough because I speak loud enough, I suppose.
So, anyway, here I am at a job that is extremely boring, but at the same time, incredible place to work for.
It's easy.
Oh my goodness, it's easy. Yeah, and I love working.
Coworkers are great.
Anyway, so I am stuck with this position of, wow, I have no child care because all of a sudden my husband, without notice, is going to be gone. And I find out not even maybe 12 hours before my shift starts that I don't have child care. So I'm all upset. I'm upset because I'm like, the military is still freaking doing this. It's bad enough that we don't get a say on their asses going to Iraq and Afghanistan and when they have to go and do TDY or anything, but at least we get a little bit of notice. Even if it's only a week, we get notice. This time, there is no notice. I'm gone and, oh well. So I'm thinking, shit, now I'm going to lose my job. You know, first thing I did is I actually had you go and pick up classifieds because I thought, no way in hell am I going to be able to keep a job when I have to call them and say, hey, guess what? For the next 2 weeks, I don't have childcare. I can't come into work. Well, I didn't sleep very good that night. Really, really upset. I was upset because we didn't have a choice. It's the military.
I think that's the part that bothers
yanking us around yet again. You know, just freaking came back from Afghanistan or Iraq. We just freaking had to readjust to a whole new life. Just as everything starts to make sense again, this shit happens.
Just as we're finally happy together.
Can we just bend over, take it in the ass one more time? Because apparently it ain't stretched out enough. So they gotta fucking do it.
We still make noise when we fart, and they don't like that.
It just freaking pissed me off. So I call up work in the morning, and I talk to my supervisor. And I did start to break down. I started shaking on the phone and like, look, I understand if I don't have a job anymore, but I don't have a choice. My husband's gone in annual training and I don't have child care because we had no notice. And she said, you know what? You still have a job. Don't worry about it. We'll work with it.
One silver lining to that I am very lucky of is that we are able to do our AT actually at our shop where we usually work.
Fuck anyway. The silver lining. Okay, you know what? This
it
is just
be
bullshit.
The field and not be home at all at night. But yeah, I know what you're
you
saying.
You know, it doesn't matter. There was no notice. There was, hey, by the way, tomorrow, I'm gone. I mean, even if you are coming home every night, and yes, so it's not as extreme as it could be, but at the same time, I had no child care. I had no way to plan for child care, and I thought I didn't have a job anymore. And guess what? Your 2 weeks of training does not give us medical benefits.
Yeah.
My job gives us medical benefits.
Yeah.
My job is what keeps us afloat. Okay, 2 weeks a year versus my career.
I know.
Granted, boring career. That's why I'm going back to school. However, just the same. And I have to give kudos to where I work, Pentagon Federal Credit Union, for being probably one of the most humane places I have worked in a long time. Because not only were they, okay, we'll work with you, it will be okay. But I haven't even been there a full 6 months yet. I got it paid. My job is secure. They've always been just incredibly good to us.
Mm-hmm.
I love it that the job's not outsourced.
Yeah.
I love it that, you know, they don't really play any of the finance games. You know, there's a lot that I've learned. They gave us great training. And yeah, the job is boring, but I love talking to members.
And you actually got training there that we can use in real life when we go to find
the CEO of the biz of this company seems to really care about his employees.
Yeah. Which I think you mentioned at the last episode.
Yeah. So I'm glad that I work there. I'm glad I still have a job, because very easily if I worked anywhere else, I probably wouldn't have had a job.
True.
I probably wouldn't have a job. And I am just so pissed that we didn't have a choice and that our lives can be completely destroyed again. And so we can warrior my ass. You're still owned.
Yeah.
You are still collared by the military. You want to talk about BDSM? You're in the military.
Yeah.
And, you know, we made it through these last 2 weeks. You're still finishing up this week. We don't have childcare for Friday, but we'll figure it out. I managed to get childcare for this week. I'm very fortunate that I have a friend, mother-in-law, everybody who's willing to help us. Actually, if it weren't for your mom, Dave, I don't know how we would have done this. She's helped out that much. But I'm just exhausted. Here I am. I want to stay affiliated with the military. But what's the point? There's no reward.
Yeah.
You know, I love this country. I love it that we were military. But when they can just cause so much chaos with just snapping their fingers, you just don't even want to be part of the guard anymore. You know, you have the most misrun unit I've ever seen. When I saw you in that formation for your weekend, I just thought, wow, this is pathetic. They send drill to Iraq thinking they're ready. And I'm not trying to disrespect any guard out there, because you are military. My husband's military. But you really don't have the same training as an active duty person. And the National Guard is supposed to stay here, stateside, guard this country, and not be active duty members being sent to Iraq.
Right.
And I just fear for the day that most of these people have to go to Iraq. I know they'll pull together and they'll do their shit and they'll do their job.
Veterans.
Well, I think that
we can take care of the
most
guys.
People in the Guard do have their heart in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
But just the way this shit is run, it's just unbelievable.
I have a lot more respect for Guard and Reserve than I do for active duty in one way. And that's that Guard and Reserve are people that didn't have to put themselves in that position. They could just as well have their civilian jobs and just, you know, live a normal civilian life. But they are willing to, you know, give part of themselves every month. And
I just don't know if we can give any more. I'm just so tired. I'm just so freaking exhausted. And, I mean, I talk to some of the most amazing people every day. People that have retired from the military that have given years. And I'll tell you, this one gentleman I talked to today, he was a Vietnam veteran. And, you know, he's like, you know, tell your husband thank you. And I'm like, no, I don't mean to disrespect you, sir, but really, we're not the ones to be thanked. If it weren't for what the Vietnam veterans have been through, as far as everything that they took to make it easier on us, you know, we would have a much harder road, if it weren't for the previous veterans. You know, we have the support, even though people are against this war, we have the support because of what they've done.
Yeah.
And I told him that, and he said, you know, we can agree to disagree, but I give you thanks, you give me thanks, and we'll just thank each other. And he was just absolutely incredible, and I really enjoyed my conversation with him. I actually stayed on the phone for like 45 minutes with this guy, and I'm not supposed to, but I really enjoyed listening to him, talking to him, having him talk about it. And thank you, Christian, for the suggestion on talking to veterans. And we will definitely start recording their stories, because I think that there's a lot of people with something to say, and I hear them every day. Somebody talks to me on the phone about their experiences, and it just absolutely amazes me just the different people out there and the different people who have served for our country, and I appreciate all of them, even the ones that I might even disagree with. You know, it's really great because we can agree to disagree and still share this common ground. And the spouses that I talk to, they're like, how do you do it? It's just so hard, you know. And I identify with them, and I was really hoping it was behind me. I really was, until this 2-week annual training with no freaking clue it was coming up. I mean, you had even been asking, when's it coming, when's it coming? We don't know, we don't know.
Well, I'd say we don't know. They said it's going to come in soon, but it's not ironed out.
Exactly. Well, I'm not ironed out means that there's no plan. Then all of a sudden, the very next day, hey, you're going tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. It's exhausting to live like this. It's exhausting living on the seat of your pants, not knowing what to expect from these people. And then we still have another training coming up that we have no idea when they're planning to send you. And you're going to be gone for 5 months. And it just never seems to end. There's never any stability. And I'm just getting so tired, and we're not even getting the full benefits anymore.
Yeah.
We're not even getting the full benefits, and yet our lives are constantly on the edge wondering what's going to be demanded of us next. It's like, I don't even want to be guard anymore. I would just want to be able to have my life.
I know exactly what you're saying. The only thing right now that I like about being in the guard is that I get to be, at least once a month, I get to be around people that I can relate to again.
Well, you look good in your uniform, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, not with this extra freaking chin. Oh, it's an extra half chin.
You had
that
half chin anyway, but you look good in uniform. You look right.
Yeah.
You look like you were born for the uniform. I just can't keep doing this anymore. It's just, it's wearing me out. It's wearing you out. It's wearing the kids out.
Yeah. Oh, I have to add, though, that Christian, that she mentioned, if you're not a listener to the other members of the Progressive Podcast Network at progressivepodcastnetwork.org, Christian is the host and producer slash chief cook and bottle washer over at documentally.com. Documentary, documenting, and mentally. Documentally.com.
He's an incredible voice.
He has an incredible show. He does the most interesting stuff and
great ideas.
He's been a very supportive friend in all this too. And
yes,
we
he
can't
has.
Thank him enough. But yeah, if you only listen to my podcast, you are really doing yourself a great disservice, because there are so many great podcasts on our network.
Yeah, the whole podcast network's been great. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have this outlet. And there's some really great shows. There's some twisted shows. Who's that one couple?
Twilight and Thebes.
Oh, hysterical.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You gotta listen to them some more. You'll really enjoy them.
There's just so many great people on this network.
Mm-hmm. The Abraham Lincoln Logs. I laugh my ass off at least twice an episode when I listen to that. But anyway, this is not to disparage any of the others, especially you, Bill. Because, I know Bill likes the dicks, but that's an inside joke anyway. But yeah, Bill Alvarez, Hort Flirt Soapbox, Wake Up AM, all the others. If I haven't mentioned you specifically, it's just because I don't want to have to mention everybody and
is
eat
Dave
up all my time.
On your thing?
No, he's not on our network, but he's been a great support too. And I really, really need to email him again, because I've been neglecting contact with him, and he really has been an inspiration for me. I mean, one of the original inspirations for the show.
And people, please say that you listen, because you have no idea. Just the simplest word from you really keeps us going.
We have had over 300,000 either direct downloads or plays on online players and feed catchers in the just over a year that I've been doing this. So if you're one of the listeners, subscribers,
please drop a line, because it really keeps us motivated. It really yep. does.
Yeah, if we get more response, we're going to have less
Tell
laughs.
Tell me you love me. Tell me.
We're going to have less of the large gaps that we have in our recording schedule if we get more support. I just know it.
Yeah, motivate us.
Yeah, call 1-888-82-REVOLT and leave a voicemail message. And I think there are only two phone numbers out there that will not get the voicemail message. And, well, we know you support us anyway. But the dave@watchitburn.org is the email address. You can go to watchitburn.org and go to the blog there. And if you want to support us in other ways, like, well...
We both have MySpace accounts.
Yeah, you can find a link to the MySpace right there at watchitburn.org on the splash page.
Random Ganna.
Yeah, she's my... You are my top friend on MySpace now. I bumped Mark Maron for you.
Yeah, well, I bump your ass down and put your ass back up. It don't matter.
Yeah. Well, you still have me below 9-inch nails.
Yes, I'm sorry, Trent Reznor.
I know. My thighs aren't as sexy as his.
Hell no.
They used to be. You remember then.
I do?
Yeah, you commented on that before. You told me how great my legs looked.
Anyway.
And they must have been sexier because they were close enough for you to play with them.
Shut the hell up.
Chew on them, whatever you do.
Shut the hell up. Shut up, you stupid ass little man who thinks you're being bad.
Big and fat.
I didn't say that. That was you. Your words. Everybody heard that. His words.
My words, your thoughts.
You know, I'm so damn freaking tired right now. I don't have very many thoughts.
Yeah, but...
Why don't we take a break?
Yeah, and... Well, before we do, let's just say hi to Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Oh, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, if you go to MySpace, you'll see a sexy shot of me.
Now everybody's going to see it. I like the bruise. Find the bruise.
Oh, jeez.
And tell me where it's at in an email, listeners. I'll cross my heart, I'll hope to die, but the news already in my eye, and all the world's weight is on my back, and I don't even know why. What I used to think was me is just a fading memory. I looked him right in the eye and said goodbye. I was up above it. I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. Now I'm down in it. I was up above it. I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. I was up above it. I was up above it. I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. I was up above it. Come again someday. Rain, rain, rain. That was Morgana's other man. And,
what the hell are you talking about?
The Nine Inch Nails song.
But
only because none of you fucking jackasses out there are sending me MP3s to use on the show anymore.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
What?
You have plenty of shit in there.
The ones that I have been sent that are pod safe and the bands approve of me using, I've already used on the last episode.
Oh.
Yeah. I've got a couple others from the same bands, and they're great, but I really want to showcase, you know, a new band each time and not just keep playing the same two people. I don't want to have a house band, basically. And, I mean, it'd be awesome. If anybody knows Trent Reznor, tell him, hey, we'd like to play his stuff. And, and I could deal with trying to protect the mic from moisture as we wring out Morgana's panties. And the voodoo
you
butter.
You just gross me out.
The voodoo butter underpants.
You're pathetic.
That was Frank Zappa.
I hate you. I really do.
Speaking of music, though, actually, I got a compliment at work today. When I was playing my music, one of the guys that really likes punk rock and death metal, he said that I would be the official DJ of the shop from now on.
Hey, when we were everybody, working. Dave is cool.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Oh, God.
The cool kids like me. The cool kids like me.
The guard boys like you. The guard boys like you.
Yeah, but he's actually a full-time tech, and that's cooler than us weekenders.
Oh, okay, dork. I mean...
Hey, you want me to be a full-time tech.
Oh, I do, but I think you're kind of pathetic.
Well, duh. You've known that since we got married. I had to have been pathetic.
I know, and I'm still married to you. I had my opportunity to walk away. What the hell's wrong with me?
You know, I realized a couple of years after we were married, I realized all of the pathetic little animals that you were taking in, that I was just another one of them.
Oh, yeah. You were definitely a little pathetic puppy.
Yeah.
But look at you. You're a full-grown dog now, aren't you?
You weren't quite so stable yourself at the time.
I'm never stable. That's part of my charm.
Yeah.
Me? Stable? What the hell?
I know.
Who would want me? You can eat your spitter.
No, the water bottle.
Why do you still chew?
Because I have been too weak-willed to quit.
Ugh. Nasty shit. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to do it.
What were you going to do?
I'm going to your Tennessee moment.
A redneck moment? We can say it delicately.
Okay. We had an intimate moment.
And?
Where I was performing a...
a special pleasant, kiss.
A pleasant, a pleasant gesture onto my husband's lower nether regions.
But not near my mossy nether regions.
Anyway, so as I'm being all loving with our special kisses, my husband reaches over onto the freaking dresser nearby, grabs his freaking spitter and spits, standing with one hand on the hip, spitting into this thing. And I look up thinking, oh, no.
That was the redneck moment.
I was like, y'all, are you my brother? Okay, I don't do a very good southern accent, and I'm very proud of that.
Yep. Even for living there as long as you did, you never...
I can't believe it. I'm doing the thing that guys like to be done to them. And you're freaking chewing and spitting and going, hot damn, that's good shit.
I didn't say hot damn, that's good shit.
You're though, thinking it.
Though at one point after that, I thought I should really have a beer in my hand, too.
Well, I was just saying, should I call for Paul? That was just freaking wrong. But we did start laughing. I laughed my freaking ass off. It totally killed the moment. Not because it was, like, disgusting or anything, but just because the novelty of it all. I just burst into absolute laughter. You started laughing.
Yep.
And it was, like, one of the most silliest intimate moments from a redneck gesture. It's absolutely hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
God.
I guess a little bit of Kentucky got in.
I can't believe I just
all.
Freaking told the world about it. Well, the podcast world.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll be only about 700 people a day that hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband likes to chew and spit while he's getting a BJ. Oh, God. You know, it's just really horrifying. I just realized your freaking mom listens to this. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's going to hate it. Oh, shit.
I didn't want it, Mommy, but she made me do it. She put my
oh,
thing
my
in her
God,
mouth.
I'm so sorry. Mommy dearest. Oh, the nightmare. Oh, I'm so sorry. It just dawned on me. Oh, I feel bad. I feel bad.
But we're not going to cut this out because you know she'll laugh her ass off, too.
Yeah, and... See, I don't have to worry about my family. They don't listen to this shit.
No.
But your mom, she actually does this whole support thing. And
my mom is cool. She'll laugh so hard, she'll have...
Oh, my God. That is just... Okay, and how
but
many,
you know
people,
she won't tell
how many people out there are laughing because they just know what we just did, exposing an intimate detail to my mother-in-law, thinking, oh, my goodness, imagine if my mother-in-law heard me say shit like this about me and my girl... Or boy, or whatever the hell floats your boat. Oh my goodness gracious. Is this one of those raw moments?
You know, it is just so funny to me sometimes, the dichotomy in you. And like the split personality about things like that.
I'm responsible and silly, but I don't know. What is my split personality?
That you can be so, you know... embarrassed that you're mentioning that to my mom at some times, and that other times just be so fucking dirty. That's part of your charm.
I'm a dirty girl in a dirty world.
It's part of your charm.
Get your hand out of there.
Are you afraid people are going to see? They can't see. They can just hear.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You take me to new lows.
That could be the subject of a separate podcast that we will not tell any of you how to find. If we do that, you'll have to find it on your own.
I am not agreeing to that at this point.
At this point. But we do have a lot to talk about.
Perhaps.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
You're awesome.
You're tolerable.
And I've been working on it. And that's as far as I've gotten.
Yeah, that beer gut of yours, that's pretty freaking sexy, man.
I don't understand. I don't drink beer. Except on very, very rare occasions.
You just pretty much almost drink grease.
You're the one that freaking...
Burger King milkshakes are not a dairy serving. Or McDonald's. Or Jack in the Box milkshakes. They're not dairy servings.
You know, how long has it been since I had a milkshake?
I don't know.
When I had that friggin' Shamrock shake.
Was that last week?
Or was it a Shrek one? No, that was like, I was with you. It was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
I don't think it's been that long.
About 2 weeks, maybe?
Probably not. What about anyway, the...
Anyway, I'm a fat, disgusting tub of goo now.
And I'm losing weight and getting sexier.
Slowly.
Oh! Love that. Thank you. What a confidence. Yay.
When I met you, I was hot.
You were?
I thought so.
Okay.
I settled.
I know I was.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I just love this. You're just so supportive.
I took what I could get.
God, you know, if you want to get divorced, just let me know.
And I lucked out.
Oh, kiss my ass, you stupid ass. Whatever you are.
It's playful banter.
Playful banter, my ass. You'd like to freaking knock me down a peg.
Sometimes you need it, and you know that.
I don't need it. I'm a good girl. Leave me alone.
You just basically confessed to the podcasting world that you're not always a good girl.
Whatever. Oh, I think we should end this, because it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, I could throw
it's
one
already
more.
Ugly enough. Yeehaw!
I could throw one more bumper in there and do the outro.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, this is the time where she goes away and I do the remainder of it.
Oh, are we sending me away?
No.
Yeah, we are. Bye.
No, you can be part of the ending.
Piss off.
You know, it's all just me asking for people to please send me an email or a phone call or anything. Because I don't have any friends outside of the house right now.
One or two.
I do. I neglect them terribly.
Hey, Jim's getting an apartment now, so...
Yeah. So if you kick me out, I got a place to crash.
Absolutely.
Or at Tony's.
No, Lee would kick you out. Whatever. Dear goodbyes. We should have a chance today.
Well, this is the end of it. You know the deal, everybody. If you like what we've been doing here, go ahead and leave us a message somewhere, either by emailing dave@watchitburn.org or by leaving a comment on the blog or on the podcast page. Or, you can call 1-888-82-REVOLT to leave a message. Well, I don't know. There's any number of ways you could probably find comments on blogs, and I already mentioned that. MySpace. All of that. And if you'd like to support us fiscally, there is two donation boxes on the left sidebar at watchitburn.org, the blog. So, hey, love to hear from you. If you're a band or a comic with politically oriented stuff and you'd like to be featured on the show here, or hell, even if it's just music that I would like, you've heard what I like on the show here, so let me know. And until next time, take care of each other and watch your six. Watch your right, watch your left, watch your right, watch your center, and watch your back! Hey!